next patient is Craig Bonney, C-R-A-I-G. Craig, C-R-A-I-G, C as in cat. Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, B as in boy. Date of birth, 9/23/49. And date of visit, 6/14/22. Please make a copy for Dr. John Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G-D-O. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Bonnie Craig for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who is overweight and has a history of smoking for over 40 years. Has COPD and experiencing cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. The patient also has a history of breast cancer and had undergone bilateral mastectomy and recently also had a PET CT on 5/13/22, which showed a 6 millimeter nodule in the right mid lobe, new since 2015, and a new 1.2 centimeter hypermetabolic mass between the right pectoralis minor and major muscles with mild uptake. And mild increase uptake in the right axillary region. Period. The patient has had some weight loss, but denies any cough, chest pain, shortness of breath, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included the history for breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomies, history of hypertension and gastroesophageal reflux, and hemorrhoids. He also had a breast biopsy and had received hormonal therapy and has history for hypothyroidism. The surgery includes bilateral mastectomy and carpal tunnel surgery and right nose surgery for a malignant lesion and tubal ligation as well as tonsillectomy. Next, allergies to fluoxetine. Next, Medlist, lisinopril 20 milligrams a day, Synthroid 25 micrograms daily. Next, habits. The patient smokes half to one pack per day, has done so for over 45 years, and does not drink alcohol. She worked in a factory, warehouse, next paragraph. Family history, father died of heart disease and mother died of kidney failure at age 94. Next paragraph, let's see. The drug allergy is none listed. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has some fatigue, no fever. There's no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary symptoms or flank pain. She has coughing spells and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no nausea or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has mild leg swelling. No depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has some joint pains and muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching, and let's see, that's it. Next paragraph, med list, Synthroid, oh, I'm sorry, med list I already mentioned. Also mentioned in the med list, Venlafaxine, 37.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125/80, pulse is 105, respiration 22, temps 97.8. Weight is 199, saturation 96. HUND announced phallic pupils reactive, clear of a clear throat, was mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. Scattered coarse wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinary megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses. No calf tenderness, reflex of the one plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD. And emphysema. Number two is history of breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomy. Number three is nicotine dependency. Number four is hypertension. Number five, hypothyroidism. And number six is depression. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She was placed on steel-toe-respimat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily. Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And placed on Ceftin, 500 milligrams BID for 7 days. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Copy for Dr. John Chewning, Chewningdo. Thank you. Dr. Susan.